AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The U.S. House overwhelmingly approves a bill making June 19th, Juneteenth, a federal holiday. It now goes to President Biden for his signature. Juneteenth commemorates when the last enslaved African Americans learned they were free. Confederate soldiers surrendered in April of 1865, but word didn't reach the last enslaved black people until June 19th, when Union troops arrived in Galveston, Texas. President Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation in September 1862. It went into effect on January 1, 1863. President Biden and Russia's Vladimir Putin both say their summit was positive and straightforward. AP Sagar Magani has more.
The president says his goal was to deliver his messages face-to-face, that he wants to cooperate with Moscow where possible and will respond to Russian aggression where needed.
I did what I came to do.
The two men agreed to send their ambassadors back to their posts and on a plan to replace a nuclear treaty. In other areas, though, they remain far apart: Ukraine, human rights, and cybersecurity. Through an interpreter, Putin denied involvement in cyber attacks on the U.S.
What do the state organs of Russia have to do with that? We are encountering the same threats.
The president says U.S. intelligence points to Russia and warned Putin of consequences if attacks continue.
The last thing he wants now is a Cold War.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The NFL, with the backing of the Players Association, is loosening coronavirus restrictions for fully vaccinated players. Unvaccinated players must continue to get daily testing, wear masks, practice physical distancing, and won't be allowed to eat meals with their teammates. In its first crewed mission in some 5 years, China has launched 3 astronauts to its new space station. The 3 will spend 3 months on board, readying the station for 2 additional modules next year. This is AP News. Hospitalizations around Branson, Missouri and Lake of the Ozarks have doubled in the past month. The Delta coronavirus variant roaring through the vacation area where less than 30% of the people have been vaccinated.
Federal health authorities are warning of the rise of the Delta variant of COVID-19, in particular in pockets of the United States with low vaccination rates. During a call for governors on Monday, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said the Delta variant has increased from 2.7% of all cases in the U.S. in May to 9.7% this month, according to details provided by the Washington Governor's Office. The Missouri Health Department's COVID-19 dashboard showed 206 people hospitalized with the virus in southwestern Missouri Wednesday. That's nearly double the 111 hospitalizations in that region at the start of May. In Texas, the rolling average of newly confirmed infections has roughly doubled since May 31st to nearly 2,000 this week. I'm Mike Gracia.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.